Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. No rain really in the forecast until Sunday, and Raphael, I keep calling it Raul, I don't know why, what the hell is the name of the storm? Raphael? Yeah, Raphael is not going to be a problem. Is not going to be a problem after all. It's been a long week for us. Highs of 83 today, 83 tomorrow, 80% chance for Sunday though, highs of 79, 79 on Monday. Chance for showers lingers, then highs in the mid-70s to upper 70s through Thursday. Then we get a cool front with lows in the 50s, highs in the upper 60s, lower 70s through next weekend. And let's hope maybe that's a start of some cooler weather, because I'm not really enjoying summertime 2.0. David Cresson joins us now, Executive Director of CCA Louisiana, to talk about a government success story. How are you, David?
I'm doing well, Tommy. It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the man from the beginning on this government success story. If you want to start with what CCA is and Menhaden Industry and how this whole thing got started, and then, because I think that people have to have a background on this, a context to understand what it is that's happened and seemingly successfully.
Well, I would agree with you. CCA is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to making sure our marine resources in Louisiana and really in all the coastal states across the country, but specifically here, we're concerned about Louisiana, that they're being preserved and conserved. And so we work hard to make sure that policymakers put in rules that are beneficial to our marine resources. And we have members all around the state that care about that. And in the last few years, we have found ourselves, on different sides of the fence from the what's called the Menhaden industry. We've talked about it on this show numerous times. It's a very large, industrialized bait fishing operation, really operated by two companies that use enormous ships and enormous nets to catch, you know, a billion pounds or so of this very important bait fish called menhaden. The colloquial term for it is pogies. And so pogies are an incredibly important bait fish to just about all the sport fish we care about. And these boats are catching about a billion pounds out of Louisiana, when in most states it's not allowed in state waters, or these very significant buffers that keep these boats away from the shorelines because they're so big and have such big gear. Well, in the last year or so, we've seen some real progress, thanks to, you know, the Louisiana State Government and Wildlife and Fisheries and volunteers of organizations like ours and the industry. We've gotten together and decided that, for the betterment of everybody involved, that there would be a half-mile buffer. Now, we asked for a little bit more buffer. The industry obviously didn't want as much. And so we settled on a half mile with, the help of, Governor Landry got involved with this discussion. And the half mile buffer seems to be showing some real progress. I think you put it well, Tommy. This is a government success story where we got everybody in a room, worked out some details, and the half mile buffer is seeming to show some, along with some other measures that have gone into effect, have really seemed to help out.
How are commercial, are recreational fishermen viewing this?
Well, I think overall they've seen as progress. For the most part, most of the recreational community probably would have liked a little more than a half-mile buffer. And again, the industry didn't want much at all. And so having the half-mile, it's the same as what Texas has. It's, you know, Alabama and Mississippi both have a mile, and Florida doesn't allow it in state waters. But it's progress, and I think most people recognize it as progress. And as a result, and as a result of other measures, we've seen fish spills by this industry, and these are millions and millions of fish being spilled. In the last 3 years, it has been over 40 of these very large-scale reported fish spills. Well, in 2024, as of the latest data, there were only two. And having these boats be a little further away from shore, still able to, you know, to make their catch, but being a little further away from shore, a little deeper water, they're using better nets now and other measures. It has seemed to have a real positive effect. And honestly, it's been quiet. I haven't heard much from anglers that have been bothered as much by these boats. You don't see the spills occurring. And, you know, I think it's, like you said, a real success story for everybody involved.
Man, it's a hell of a thing when a plan comes together, isn't it, David?
Well, this is a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of concern by a lot of people. You give credit to the industry for the improvements they've made. You give credit to the policymakers that got involved with this and the volunteers that cared so much about it. And, you know, we always wanted a good result here. There may be more to come, but as of right now, we feel like this is progress.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time as always. We'll stay in touch and talk about this if anything changes. David Cresson, Executive Director of CCA Louisiana.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.